from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Caspick. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. To subscribe to Locked On Giants Baseball, you can find us on the brand new podcast app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also get in your car and tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Giants Baseball. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about last night's 9-6 loss to the Nationals, and we're also going to discuss how those key points tie in with some of the more advanced metrics that I like to use all the time on this show. So it's going to be an explanation into some of those advanced metrics and also a critique of some of the more traditional methods and why they are not up to par with some of these other numbers. But first, the game itself. So Jeff Samardzija started this game and he went 5 innings, got 7 strikeouts, allowed 2 home runs in the first inning. The Nationals then got 5 runs in the 7th inning with Travis Bergen also allowing 2 home runs in this game. And the Giants made a valiant comeback effort in the 9th inning. They were able to push 4 runs across. Steven Duggar hit a home run, and Gerardo Parra also hit a home run in the 9th inning. They also got the tying run to the plate and had 2 batters come to the plate representing the tying run, despite entering the 9th inning trailing 9-2. So that's good to see. They have done that several times this year where they've put up a fight in the 9th inning when trailing. One of these times you would think they could push through, but a 7-run deficit in the 9th inning was just too much to overcome. So looking at the metrics that I want to talk about today, I know I've talked a lot about peripherals and we've talked about fielding independent pitching and expected fielding independent pitching, but I thought that last night's game was the perfect illustration as to why we do this. And so entering the night, Jeff Samardzija was featuring a 1.62 earned run average, a 2.66 fielding independent pitching, and a 4.79 expected fielding independent pitching. So the way you kind of break this all down is that, yes, he's been very successful at preventing runs. That's what you see when you see the 1.62 earned run average. And then you see the 2.66 FIP, and you go, okay, well, there's some credibility to the fact that he's not allowing many runs. But then you see the 4.79 XFIP, and you wonder, okay, what the heck is going on here? And so the explanation there is that FIP is calculated based on strikeout rate, walk rate, and home run rate. And so when you have a 0 home run rate like Samardzija had, it's going to artificially suppress your fielding independent pitching. And so the XFIP sets your home run rate to the league average. So it essentially just uses your strikeout rate and your walk rate and takes the league average home run rate, and it predicts your ERA based on those numbers. And it turns out that more often than not, this method for evaluating pitchers is more predictive than looking at the actual ERA, especially in small samples when we're talking about the early season. And so, you know, the typical person who looks at somebody's numbers is just going to see the 1.62 earned run average and say, oh my gosh, Jeff Samardzija is pitching very well. Maybe he's going to have this amazing season and win a Cy Young Award or something like that. But to me, I say, okay, he's not pitching all that well. He's got the 4.79 XFIP. And, you know, it's as simple as seeing, okay, he has not allowed a home run. So as soon as some home runs start to fall in there over the fence, then we should reasonably expect the ERA to start to match what the XFIP is. And so tonight, Jeff Samardzija gives up 2 home runs. So suddenly he's not sporting a 0 home run rate anymore. And all of his numbers start moving towards that XFIP. And so his ERA on the night was 7.20 and his FIP on the night was 6.74. But his XFIP on the night was actually 3.03 because he continued to have a lot of strikeouts. He had 7 strikeouts in 5 innings. But going even deeper, that's about as far as we've gone on the show talking about that discussion. But the reason we do it is because the stabilization point for pitching metrics, okay? So home runs allowed by pitchers is something that takes forever to stabilize. And so we can't just, especially like in an early season, rely on the fact that he hasn't given up a home run in 3 starts. That essentially means absolutely nothing. And so that is why we rely on something like XFIP. When we just normalize the home run rate, it's reasonable to just set that rate to the league average, because more often than not, like, we don't even know for a long time sometimes if a pitcher actually has a skill for suppressing home runs. And so it's the safe thing to do to regress it to the league average. So home run rate takes about 1,300 batters faced before it starts to stabilize. And so a starting pitcher faces, 20, 25, maybe 30 guys in a start, especially a guy like Samardzija. So coming into last night's game, he had only faced 66 batters. And even after last night's game, he has now faced 87 batters. So we're still about 1,200 batters faced short of being able to rely upon his home run rate. So it makes a lot more sense to just set his home run rate to the league average. But the fact is, there are some sophisticated projection systems, and they all have Samardzija projected at around 1.25 home runs per 9 innings. And so obviously the 0 home run rate was not going to last. I think we're going to continue to steadily see his earned run average creep up towards where that XFIP is pulling it. And right now, after last night's start, it's at 4.38. And so you can say, okay, he has a 2.91 ERA on the season, but I'm seeing a magnetic pull towards 4.38. And so I think moving forward, that's more like what we should expect him to be. And if we look at, 2 years ago with the Giants, what was his ERA? 4.42. And last year, I'm going to kind of throw it out because of all the injuries, but it was 6.25. So the last couple of years, 4.42 was his last full season. And already this year, what's his XFIP in 2019? 4.38. It's almost nailing it exactly on the head with what his ERA was in his last full season. And so this, after 21 and 2/3 innings, seems to me to be like the most reliable thing we have. And the 2.91 ERA is almost completely worthless after 21 and 2/3 innings. It's just not something that you can rely upon in that amount of time. And again, looking at the projection systems, according to a average of the 2 main ones used on FanGraphs, which are Steamer and Zips, the projection for Jeff Samardzija is a 4.42 earned run average. So that's what he had in 2017, and it's very, very close to his current XFIP, which is 4.38. It's also important right now to note that strikeout rate and walk rate stabilize very much faster than home run rate. Strikeout rate tends to stabilize around 70 batters faced, and walk rate stabilizes around 170 batters faced. So again, home run rate takes about 10 times as long than walk rate to stabilize. And through 87 batters faced, Samardzija has 8.31 strikeouts per 9 innings. So we would expect that to be roughly stabilized by now. And sure enough, his career average is 8.09 strikeouts per 9. So he's more or less right in line with what he's done in his career. Remember to subscribe to Locked On Giants Baseball. You can find us on the brand new podcast app, Himalaya. In an ever-expanding podcast world, you need Himalaya. With their personally curated playlists and new features every day, download Himalaya on your app store and subscribe to Locked On Giants Baseball. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to look at Travis Bergen and the fact that he allowed a couple of home runs and how it affects his numbers and how it affects how we should predict his performance moving forward in the season. And that's a big deal because he's a Rule 5 guy. And so if he doesn't perform well, there's a chance the Giants could lose him. So you're not going to want to miss that. It's all coming up next. But first, we talk about baseball performance all the time on this show. But what about performance in the bedroom? That's right. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. Blue Chew is the first chewable with the same active FDA-approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. They can be taken anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Yes, I actually know someone who has tried this product and they have extremely positive things to report about its effectiveness. The best part about Blue Chew is that it's prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so there's no more visit to the doctor's office, waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness around this topic. Blue Chew is made in the United States and prepares and shipped direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit www.bluechew.com and get your first shipment free when you use special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB, and try it. It's free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. So yes, we are going to now talk about how this all applies as well to Travis Bergen, who entered the night with a 1.69 ERA with peripherals to match, actually. His fielding independent pitching was 0.51, and the xFIP, expected fielding independent pitching, was 1.56. So the 1.56 matching up with the 1.69 suggested that the ERA was legit. And the reason for that is that he had a really good strikeout rate, and he hadn't walked anybody or given up any home runs. So that is also something we could have looked at and said, okay, well, he's not going to not walk anybody, and he's obviously not going to give up zero home runs. And that's what xFIP does, is it tells us, okay, he's not going to give up zero home runs. But we knew walks were coming, and sure enough, he had a walk tonight. But also the two home runs. So the xFIP was already accounting for the fact that home runs were coming. But so after last night's game, Bergen now has a 9.95 Ks per nine, a 1.42 walks per nine, which is still very low, and a 2.84 home runs per nine. So to go from zero home runs per nine innings to 2.84 home runs per nine innings. But the interesting thing to note here is that the smallest difference, the thing that was affected the least by this outing, was the expected fielding independent pitching. It jumped only from 1.56 to 3.17. And so what explained the movement at all? Well, it was the fact that he didn't get any strikeouts, so his strikeout rate lowered significantly, because we're in such small sample territory that one inning of zero strikeouts is moving the needle on something like strikeout rate, which again takes about 70 batters, and he's only at 25, so we still don't really know what we're going to get in terms of the strikeout rate. And then, of course, he had a walk, so that also bumped his walk rate up, but it's not influenced by the home run rate. And that is why something like FIP is actually not even reliable in this case, because of course it's going to be inflated. He's allowing almost three home runs per nine innings. And I think it's important at this point to throw in some context on some league averages. So the league average, and by league, I do mean National League average for relievers in terms of strikeout rate, walk rate, and home run rate, the league average relief pitcher is allowing 1.36 home runs per nine innings right now, which is actually very high. We saw it go down as low as 1.03 last season after being really high in 2017. So that number is up across baseball. And it's also worth noting that relievers are averaging an ERA over 4.5 on the season in the National League. 4.62 is the average ERA of a National League relief pitcher. So that just puts a little more context into how good the Giants really have been. The average relief pitcher in the NL is also striking out over a batter per inning and walking over four guys per nine innings, which is pretty high as well. So the thing to note with Bergen is that A, we don't know yet how good the walk rate and the strikeout rate will be, because he has not faced enough batters yet, but just he's a third of the way there for strikeout rate. And he's got a little further to go for the walk rate, but the home run rate, we should again continue to regress it to the league average, because you need 1,300 batters faced before we're going to get any kind of reliability there. And it's always safe to assume someone is going to allow close to a league average mark, even if they vary to some degree above or below that mark, it's better than just basing it off of what they've actually done. Because again, what he's actually done is something ridiculous at 2.84 home runs per nine innings. Nobody allows that kind of home run rate. So right now, of the 7.11 earned run average, the 5.51 fielding independent pitching, and the 3.17 expected fielding independent pitching, if I were to predict moving forward what to expect from Travis Bergen, I would say that the XFIP is probably the most predictive number of those three. So I just thought, coming on tonight and talking about those two guys specifically, because I know we've talked at length about how good some of the pitching has been, saying that the starting pitching has been overperforming, and a lot of it had to do with someone like Samardzija getting lucky in terms of like not allowing home runs. That just wasn't going to continue. And when those home runs came, there were going to be guys on base because he's not just blowing everybody away. So that's why that stuff is so much more predictive. And it's not a knock on Jeff Samardzija. It's just a fact that you're just not going to sustain that. We saw it last night, and we probably will continue to see more of that moving forward. And the bullpen had some guys as well who were getting quote unquote lucky in the fact that they hadn't allowed any home runs. And so they were due to regress in those areas. Although, again, it's worth noting that even with regressing their home run rate to the league average, they've still been the best bullpen in all of baseball thus far this season. So that is all the time we have for today. I hope you enjoyed today's show. The Giants will play the Nationals this morning at 10 a.m. And I really look forward to watching the game and getting to talk about it again with you on Friday. Remember to subscribe to Locked On Giants Baseball. You can find us on the brand new podcast app, Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also get in your car and tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Giants Baseball. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, and also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at @Cove_cast. I hope that you do. If you like this show, please consider subscribing, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to listen and subscribe to Locked On Giants Baseball. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow, and until then, we'll see you next time.